one candle for joy, because the world is broken and the wait is long, but our joy cannot be contained.
Like a toddler, toppling the thrones of power with a gleeful swipe, joy pierces our silence with song, interrupts our sighing with laughter, unshackles our fumbling feet to dance.
My soul magnifies the Lord, she whispers, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. So we light one candle, because it only takes one, Christ with us.
Welcome to everyone on this third Sunday of Advent, December the 13th, 2020, where we continue to gather safely from the comfort of our homes as a reminder of our love for one another. My name is Leanne Darlington, and I am the pastor at Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church in Phillipsburg. Thank you to the Deering family for reciting our Advent litany this week. It is wonderful to hear different voices. We've had some pretty stable weather this past week. The sun and warmer temperatures were wonderful to see and wonderful to feel. There was a beautiful sunset on Thursday night, which I missed. I'm not sure how I missed it, but the pictures on social media were simply stunning. God is still at work in our world. A few announcements. Holy Communion will take place during our worship service today. I invite you to gather some bread and wine or juice into your worship space if you have not already done so. Our go-to meeting coffee hour meets at 11 o'clock as usual. Please join us. And as we enter into the last weeks of 2020, please remember that Zion relies on your continued support each week to meet our monthly expenses. If you wish to mail in a donation, please do so within the next week so that it arrives before year end. You can mail that to our treasurer, Mark Deering. And if you need an address, please phone myself or any one of the council members and we can help you out with that. If you would like to drop it off at the church, please call Gwen Callflesh and she will make sure that it gets there or have the church open. And if you need a donation picked up, please feel free to call myself or any council member. Thank you to all who continue to support and pray for our congregation over this past uncertain and strange year. Throughout this service and in the season of Advent, we are using worship resources prepared by the resumption of the in-person task force of the Eastern Synod. Today, we give thanks to the Reverend Karen Ware Jackson for the Advent Litany, Deacon Sherry Coleman for the Prayer of the Day, and the Reverend Tanya Raymer for the Eucharistic Prayer. Let us take a moment now to prepare our hearts and minds for worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And also with you. Let us pray. Gracious God, creation awaits the coming of your Son in wonder. Abide with us in our anticipation and longing, and help us to embrace your mystery. Teach us to open our hearts to you in preparation for new life. Help us to look for you like the long streaks of light across an early dawn sea, and guide us always toward the knowledge and love of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening hymn this morning is Christ Be Our Light, and that is from the ELW number 715.